afternoon and welcome to Q95's midday news package for today, Friday, November 21st. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, 2,500 solar street lights to be installed over the next 3 years. From the region, Obama enforces immigration overhaul. And on the international scene, OAS launches reintegration program for young offenders in Jamaica. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. The details coming up.
It's back and even sweeter. Get three Black Friday deals this Friday, November 21st, only at all Courts branches. Get kettles from $69. The TCL 48-inch FHD Smart LED TV for only $3,099. The Naples three-piece coffee table set for $3.99. Queen bed frames from $7.99. But you've got to hurry, because these pre-Black Friday deals won't last very long with limited stock. Hurry! Courts pre-Black Friday deals, Friday, November 21st. First only.
To all the children of Dominica, do you love your KC candy?
Yeah!
Your KC candy today, so you can fall in love with all the yummy candy. Ask for it by name. KC candy. Ask the fan. Right place, right price.
Project officer of the Geothermal Energy Unit, Alexis George, this week announced that some 2,500 solar-powered streetlights will be installed across the island over the next 3 years. George was addressing the 12th annual Accur conference held in Dominica this week. According to George, the installation of the solar energy lights will help cut down on government's energy consumption, noting that at present, street lights across the island account for 2% of generated power.
We are continuing to build on this renewable energy legacy. 10 years ago, we started a solar streetlight initiative. This is significant not only as a renewable means, but also a significant contributor to energy efficiency. And for us in Dominica, streetlights account for 2% of generated power. Since then, we have gone on to invest further in additional solar street lighting installation, as well as initiating the use of LED streetlights, which are far more efficient than the conventional streetlights. At the same time, government continues to maintain vigorous renewable energy and energy efficiency development programs with friendly governments. Over the next 3 years, we shall be installing 2,500 LED street lights throughout the country. This is being done with the support and cooperation of the government of the People's Republic of China. The installation of these streetlights has already begun.
The Ministry of Health has informed the public that the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is advising consumers not to purchase or use Mayhem, a product promoted and sold for increased appetite and muscle growth on various websites, because it contains an undeclared corticosteroid and antihistamine. FDA laboratory analysis confirms that Mayhem contains dexamethasone, a corticosteroid commonly used to treat inflammatory conditions, and cyproheptadine, a prescription antihistamine used for seasonal allergy treatment. According to an official release, possible negative side effects of the drug Mayhem may impair a person's ability to fight infections, cause high blood sugar levels, muscle injuries, and psychiatric problems. When corticosteroids are taken for a prolonged period or at high doses, they can suppress the adrenal gland and cause withdrawal symptoms with abrupt discontinuation. Antihistamines may cause drowsiness and affect mental alertness. It states further that in addition, these undeclared drug ingredients in Mayhem may cause serious side effects when combined with other medications. The Ministry of Health has therefore advised the general public to take the necessary measures and stop using this product immediately and to throw it away. Persons who have experienced any negative side effects are being told to consult their healthcare provider or the nearest health center as soon as possible. In more news this afternoon, the United Workers' Party campaign for change continues with its next stop scheduled for the Roseau Valley. UWP hopeful attorney Ronald Charles says a grand rally dubbed the Nature Isle Rally will take place at Trafalgar on November 22nd from 3 p.m. Charles, the UWP candidate for the Roseau Valley, says the valley is a tourism hub for Dominica, hence the name Nature Isle Rally.
One of the main reasons for saying that is that we all know that the Roseau Valley is the tourism hub of Dominica. Matter of fact, is the main source of revenue as it relates to tourism. So we have the Boiling Lake there, we have the Freshwater Lake, we have the waterfalls and the spas and all the natural and good sceneries, attractions of Dominica. So we dub it the Nature Isle Rally. So we are asking all the supporters of the United Workers Party, all the supporters of Labour, all the supporters of PAPI, all the supporters, Dominica by extension, especially the Roseau Valley residents, to come down and let's hear the plan that I would have for the Roseau Valley area, specifically as we have had a terrible representation from Dr. Colin McIntyre in the Roseau Valley. We are ready for change, and I will be outlining my plans together with other speakers.
Meanwhile, Charles has outlined the vehicular traffic route for persons wishing to attend the rally on a Saturday.
It is very, very important that the drivers of motor vehicles and those coming up to the Trafalgar area, the entrance would be the Forcani Shefford area. That is the entrance to the event. However, the police have advised that it is very important that the drivers also realize that the exit from Trafalgar would be passing through the Wharton Raven or the Trafalgar Wharton Raven back road, in order that so the people exiting the event would then have to pass into Wharton Raven to go down to Roseau or wherever else they would have to go.
The Discover Dominica Authority on Thursday announced that it will host a public strategic planning meeting for the World's Creole Music Festival on Tuesday, November 25th at the Arawak House of Culture. The meeting, to be facilitated by Board Chair of Caribbean Tales Worldwide Distribution, Dr. Keith Nurse, and Dominican Shula Esprey, will seek to analyze the structure and performance of the WCMF and assess the key challenges and opportunities for growth and transformation. According to a statement from the DDA, the public meeting will also evaluate the role and capabilities of the festival's management organizations, identify the key strengths and weaknesses of the governance structure, and identify critical success factors, outlining the key strategic action steps required to enhance the festival management of the WCMF. The DDA hosts this meeting just weeks after the 2014 edition of the World's Creole Music Festival in a bid to improve the festival as a product. And Minister for Social Services, Community Development and Gender Affairs Gloria Schlinford has called upon the leaders of all sectors of society to denounce every practice which is aimed at harming children. Schlinford made that appeal in her address to the nation to mark Universal Children's Day on Thursday, which was held under the theme Stop Violence Against Children. She noted that leaders should make it their responsibility to encourage a proper treatment of children, as violence affects children's physical, emotional, spiritual, and psychological well-being, causing lifelong irreparable damage.
Child abuse is a worldwide phenomenon whose impact is enormous, shadowing the lives and hindering the healthy development of millions of children across the globe. And as such, it requires partnerships, solidarity, and building of alliances. On this day, set aside to observe the rights of children, I therefore call upon the leaders of all sectors of society, churches, schools, communities, and families, to denounce every practice which is aimed at harming our children and to encourage proper treatment of children among your members. It is the duty of every adult to protect the children, the future generation. Let us all therefore make it our responsibility and our duty to love, nurture, and protect the children entrusted to our care. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a blessing, Psalms 127, 3. The Holy Bible calls upon us to love, cherish, and protect children, for they are blessings to their families and to the society. Children are victims of various forms of violence, which can affect their physical, emotional, spiritual, and psychological well-being, causing lifelong irreparable damage.
The United Nations General Assembly recommended in 1954 that all countries institute a Universal Children's Day to be observed as a day of understanding between children and of activity promoting the welfare of the world's children. We now turn to news from the region. The Secretary General of the Organization of American States, OAS, Jose Miguel Insulza, highlighted the importance of providing young offenders a path to reintegrate into their communities in his address at the launch of the project A New Path, Promoting a Healthy Environment and Productive Alternatives for Juvenile Remandees and Offenders in Jamaica, held in Kingston at the Ministry of National Security on Wednesday evening. The project, implemented by the OAS and the Trust of the Americas, with resources from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, seeks to help young remandees and offenders to return to wider society to play a productive role, either through returning to school or entering the workplace. And on the international scene, millions of immigrants living illegally in the U.S. will be allowed to apply for work permits under a major shakeup unveiled by President Barack Obama. They include immigrants who have been in the U.S. for 5 years and have children staying legally in the U.S. About 4 million people are expected to benefit from a reform package forced through using executive orders, which allow Mr. Obama to bypass Congress. Republicans have accused the president of an illegal power grab. There are estimated to be 11 million illegal immigrants in the U.S. Under Mr. Obama's plan, undocumented parents of children who are U.S. citizens or legal residents will be able to apply for work permits lasting 3 years. And that concludes this afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of the headlines. 2,500 solar street lights to be installed over the next 3 years. OAS launches reintegration program for young offenders in Jamaica. And Obama enforces immigration overhaul. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, simply log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.